CliffCentral.com. So yesterday I played golf without a cell phone, which kind of sucked actually, because I've got this app which tells me exactly how far away I am from the hole, like what distance I am, all that kind of stuff. So I needed that.
Yeah.
But I had a nice caddy called Eric. Very slow on the walk, but very fast on the talk.
See, but I have to say, this place is so presumptuous, it sounds like my kind of place.
It is, it's great, but it's like an absolute time warp. So here you are, okay, you can see Santon CBD right there.
Yeah.
You can see the William Nicol in the distance, but here you are in a place where everyone speaks rather posh. Oh,
my type and, of people.
Yeah, it was just cool. It was a great day out. It was like lots of fun.
Is there a great place to have a drink?
Yeah, it's really
fantastic.
Cool. Like,
sign me up.
Nice veranda overlooking the golf course. But see, they don't want you. They don't want me. They don't want Gareth. They don't want anyone.
I was just going to say, you're assuming that they would let you in.
I can.
They've got enough people who have enough
thinks
money.
That everyone in high society wants to be around him. And he's probably right.
Why, of course.
You
yes.
would just need to convince yes. him a little bit. And they would see that, he's our kind of person.
Yes.
But you get the impression like even the staff is richer than you there. Like, it's that kind of place.
Right.
Yeah, which is nice because the service is good. Not some place where the guy will like ask what you want to drink and then cough in your general vicinity and then come back with what you didn't order.
So did you have a whole bunch of the regulars yesterday kind of looking down on you because they can see that you're not one of their own?
No, look, when I play golf, I look rich. I look balling. So that doesn't happen when I play golf. Not like in general society when people look down on me.
Did you go, for example, into their toilets? Because that's how you truly
toilets?
See.
What is this? Absolute, toilets?
Oh, sorry, not a toilet. Toilet. That part of
gentlemen's change rooms here.
Yes. Did you go to the powder room?
Sorry, where's the toilets? You out. Get out.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
You see, maybe I wouldn't be able to survive in a place like that.
Toilets.
Okay. Yes. Did you go to the gentleman's cloakroom? Did you need to powder your nose?
No, you put sunblock on, yeah. I mean, I'm dating a 1650 French.
Well, the reason why I ask is because that's how you truly see, like, true wealth. You know, like, if there's, you know, soft towels.
No, look, it's not completely ostentatious. There's many golf course experiences in this country where you can get a guy who literally holds a towel for you outside of a shower. Yes. There's, like, a sauna. It's got everything it needs. It doesn't have to be any more showy than that. The golf course is lovely.
Mm.
But it's not like over the top, it's just very unique. And you walk around the car park afterwards, and every car's amazing. Like, it's proper amazing.
Oh, my bad, I'm telling you. This
See,
is the
this
place
is the thing
hide.
About South Africa. We've got such an impoverished society on one level, but then there are these little enclaves of, like, super influential, super wealthy, super connected people. And you know, some of us don't even know they exist. Like, if you told me about River Club before, I would have said, sounds like an old age home.
Yeah, but it's a top good golf course. It's not like a shitty nine-holer where people act ostentatious. It's a proper golf course, and it's in the middle of Sandton.
Yeah.
And if you drive around, you might go, what's that? If you don't know what golf is and that kind of stuff. But there it is. It's a thriving thing, and it's got a small membership base, and that's all they need. They don't need money, but they will have an odd golf day. So, I mean, this was a particular charity day, and that was that. So it was a nice day.
All right. So the charity was, first of all, that they invited you, and then that they're helping the charity.
Well, I was invited by a friend. So, I mean, yeah, Gareth, you're right. There was charity at every level of my day yesterday.
Yeah. No, I mean, how nice for you.
No,
how nice for them.
I paid for my own Uber.
they stooped to allow Ben in so that they could raise some money for the poor.
No, but I felt kind of bad. I went Uber X. I should have got Uber Black to that place.
Yeah, but you paid for your own Uber, which exposes you as a peasant.
Hey, I was a tip.
All those other
I was
people
tip
had drivers drive them there, I'm sure.
Screw it. I got to the first tee and I was no peasant.
Giles,
can you imagine
was
a world
waiting
where,
the car
where
park,
you can
yes.
afford an Uber makes you a peasant to them? Oh, gosh. What have we become?
I did get a rather patronizing look from the caddy master when he was hauling my bag out of a Toyota Corolla.
Just like, what? What is this?
He was like, ugh.
Are you sure you got the right course? Yes.
What are your kind
gonna rack
doing
the bag,
here?
Bitch.
I'll call him Giles for the purpose of this conversation. Giles just sounds
fancier. Do you ever treat yourself like you know that you really shouldn't get something that's first class or Uber Black or more expensive than you can, but you think, well, what the hell, life is short, and you do it anyway?
Yeah, you have to. That's what keeps you sane in life, I think.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that stuff, right? CliffCentral.com.